Blog Talk Radio.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mm-mm.
How about China?
Mmm.
Germany?
Mmm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mmm.
Or Mars? What about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Oh.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet.
Mm.
Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers?
Mm.
Yeah, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip? Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton green tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's mmm to you. Lipton tea can do that.
all your documents, photos, movies, and music at your fingertips all the time. That's the power of the cloud. That's the power of HP WebOS. HP, everybody on.
little less emotionally significant, I pray that it made you stronger, tougher to break. At least then I know when the end you'll find your way through the twists and turns of heartbreak, the loneliness that comes from a lack of understanding and the feeling of abandonment when those you thought would be there leave. While it may be tough and someday seemingly impossible to achieve, keep pushing deep. Hold your head high and plant your feet. And the next time adversity comes, remember your fairy tale. The stuff of grown woman dreams, and eventually you'll find peace.
So, Danny, you're known as Danny the Poet.
I am.
Tell us about the projects you have as a poet.
Okay, so right now I'm getting ready for probably my largest event is going to be November 20th at YNUP, of course. And it's going to be the release of my third project, which is the CD and DVD called Dual Diagnosis. And that's a very, very transparent look at who I am, both sides of me. Most people who know me on Facebook know me as Tara, Danny, Cook, and there's like all these names that go along with it. Tara is my first name. Danielle is my middle name, so that's where you get Danny from. And so in this, I'm kind of sharing with you guys kind of how they came to me and all that kind of stuff. So that's my big project that's coming up. We're also re-releasing the first CD called Undiluted Truth, and it'll be available electronically, CD Baby and whatever, along with the second project that I released last spring called Dysfunctional Dismemberment. So there'll be three CDs, one DVD, and then we're going to launch the first two products of what I hope to be a five-project product line of Danny Ism. So I'm excited. Got a few things going on.
And what was the name of your first CD?
Undiluted Truth.
And the second one?
Dysfunctional Dismemberment.
And your third project?
Dual Diagnosis.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is Kindred Spirits, courtesy of Danny. I'm trying to figure out, guys. I am not sure if we had some type of backup or somehow communication failure, but I'm going to hope that this does. If for any reason there has been a dead air, dead space on your airwaves, let me know, 619-639-4747. Certainly want to get that address. And if we need to redo this or replay this episode, we certainly will do that. In the meantime, I said I would give you the ball and chain one more time, so I want to give that to you real quick now. This is Bailey with Ball and Chain from The Spoken Word.
I look in the mirror. I don't recognize this reflection. Thinking back, I got lost in this projection. Slowly reminiscing about the trials and tribulations. Jesus saved me. Covered by his blood, I'm now safe. An innocent being turned into a craze. The flesh abused through an obsessed rage. And so I told her, love isn't a mile run, so if there's a run, it's because he's running from you. Love shouldn't be dangerous, hence, love didn't exist. You see, you created this illusion. Regardless if the abusing was intense, you gave him the love that made sense to you. Drawn with the ink of eyeliner, cover-ups, illuminating lips. The sway of the hips is what kept him on focus. Nobody noticed the smile made up, the hesitation to wake up. Those nights where the bottle wouldn't leave your hand, you did nothing but hold it higher. For you to drown in the sense of something so disgusting. Didn't care if your lust was just because you were drunken. Didn't care that that cough you had could have been something else. That those Newports would prove that one day, sooner than later, you would die. Didn't care when those shadows laid hands and penetrated you while half past dead. Didn't move a muscle when you cried and wished to die with a knife in your hand so high. I don't want to be here anymore. For 4 years, like a ball and chain tied to a beast, I watched you every single day wake up and want to sleep again. Rather live in the Alice in Wonderland than to breathe the same air as him. The swelling on your face spoke a thousand words. Why'd he hit you and you still wanted to be his girl? And still in fear that it was her, like a serenade of a singer. Because manipulation was at its greatest. You see, I'm staring at this reflection, not recognizing this projection. I was susceptible to either side, but the balance was losing grip, slowly slandering down into the depths of the devil's pit. That alcohol was my hydration. That refill was my motivation. See, when I was in control, I seemed to always stumble. gave myself a reason. Get drunk, get the fool out, and blame all the mistakes on you. Kept you from your friends and from your passions. Was like a ball and chain tied behind bars, you were held captive. See, in my mind, in order to survive was to make sure that I died. Each sip was a step closer. Each sip made me feel nothing. Numb to the hits that were placed on my face. The tug of war with my hair didn't hurt as much. This body wasn't being cherished. It was getting prepared to be buried because then I felt it was worth none. Seated in a bathroom, hiding from the rage, praying for somebody to save me, holding a knife beside me, lifting up my sleeve, my Bible telling me to cut me. Carved not deep enough was the word love. I wanted to see it because it wasn't around me at all. Fear not, for I am with you. Something inside me told me to no longer be afraid. I knew I could die from my next move, but in my eyes there was nothing more I could lose. Even though I was at my weakest, I felt stronger than ever. I was giving myself away, powered by my Lord, conquering the devil. And so I said, I'm done. It's over. You need to go. Confrontation was in heat, but his grin was cheek to cheek. Smiled and, it's okay, was on repeat. It took a split second for blood to drip. Landing in the arms of a woman whose strength to control. See, in that moment, my mother was empowered by God's strength. This little lady wasn't afraid of this beast who made her daughter bleed. She looked dead in his eyes, and now it felt to see. So as I'm staring at this reflection, thanking God for this blessing, because even though my teeth didn't work and my nose and jaw will never feel the same, I'm thankful for that day. The ball and chain was broken.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is Bailey Ball and Chain. 619-639-4747 as we wind it down. We will be back tomorrow on the same topic, and we're not going to get off this until we hear from the majority of all of you. 619-639-4747. We'll also be here this weekend doing, as we always do, the fastest 60 minutes in sports because, well, let's face it, that's what we do. We are a sports show, but this is so important. That we reach out to the men and the women in this world today and give you a chance to put some faces to names and names to a cause. The Southland Healthcare Forum, Men Against Violence, is big. It's huge and it's important. And please understand that as we move forward to, you know, in our efforts to end violence against women, that we add some clarity to the cause. Understanding exactly what these signs of abuse are. Okay. Again, I know we may have or may not have had some audio issues with the full feed. I'm not sure exactly. You know, again, we won't be able to check that out at least for another few minutes. So, but I want to share some things with you. So, give me 30 seconds, and I'll be right back to you all. Love you, and I'll be right back.
All your documents, photos, movies, and music at your fingertips all the time. That's the power of the cloud. That's the power of HP WebOS. HP, everybody on.
Back on the rise, domestic violence, a pattern of behavior used to establish power and control over another person through fear and intimidation, often including the threat or use of violence. I shared it earlier. I want to share it again. Emotional, physical, economic, sexual, all forms of abuse. Let's run them down one more time. Emotional abuse, being insulted, intimidated, humiliated, or isolated are just some of the more hidden signals that a relationship may be abusive. Abusers often maintain power over their partners through behaviors that lower one's self-esteem, making them feel largely helpless. Abusers may use both emotional and physical abuse to exert control. Even if it does not leave scars that you can see, emotional abuse can cause serious harm. Depression, anxiety, low self-esteem can be lasting consequences of such abuse. Please, if you know someone, please let them know they are not alone in this challenge. The obvious is the physical abuse, being slapped, kicked, punched, pushed, choked. Those are more obvious
physical signs of relationship that is abusive, bruises, scratches, welts, cuts, broken bones, abrasions may result. But abusers may consciously hurt victims in ways that avoid detection by the casual observer based on where they're doing these things. Then there's an economic abuse, being denied access to money, which is a more subtle sign of abuse. Taking a paycheck, withholding bill payments are just a few examples of economic abuse. This leads to financial dependence on the abuser, an effective method, again, of power and control. Then, of course, there's sexual abuse, which can include a wide range of forced unwanted sexual activity, including touching and suggestive or offensive comments, and being forced to have sex against your will, which is rape. Even if the perpetrator is your partner, call the National Domestic Violence Hotline if this or someone you know is involved or may be involved in an abusive situation at 800-799-7233. Again, 800-799-7233. Please understand, you aren't alone. You are not alone. We are going to be doing this take literally all week long. We're not going to get off this. I know the men's forum is Saturday, and we're going to get together, the nine pioneers, venturing out into this wonderful world to get this work done. But I need to hear from you. In the last 5 minutes of today's presentation, 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. Pick up your phone. Pick up your cell phone. Use your smartphone. I don't care how you got to get to me. I want to hear your testimonies. I want to hear your stories. I want to apply a voice to this cause. 619-639-4747. I've got about 4 minutes worth of phone calls that I can continually take, and I'm looking to hear from you. 619-639-4747. I really, really, really want to apply your testimonies and your thoughts to this cause, this movement. As we try to reach out to the brothers in this world, we have to end this. We have to stop this to the best of our ability. And I understand, as it's been pounded into my head, we may not change the world. I understand that. But if we can keep one brother from raising his hand to his woman, if we can keep one piece of society that just doesn't abuse on a given day, then this challenge, this activity, this work is not in vain. So as always, guys, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. I'm looking to hear from you, 619-639-4747. I'm looking to California. I'm looking to Seattle, Washington. I'm looking to the little town of Galesburg, Illinois. It happens everywhere. No one, no situation, no city is above the reality of this dangerous abuse that goes on in so many households and often goes, you know, undetected. It's an absolute scary situation. I'm very, very thankful. I had a mom and a dad that, as far as I can recall, had never, ever raised a hand to each other. You know, they had arguments, and they said things back and forth, but at no point did my father raise a hand. You know, my mother made her money. He made his money. They partnershiped on bill paying, so I was very, very fortunate. And something happened. So as soon as my teen years came around, I got to see things in my partner's households and my friends' households that all fall into some of these criteria now, some of the violent acts that brothers have perpetrated on women. And that's not to exempt women from the violent acts they've done on the brothers, but this focus today is on domestic violence against the women and certainly the children. And so for the rest of this week, we're going to come to you live at noon every single day. You can call it, you know, middays with Vinny if you want to. It doesn't really matter. But the hardest working man in internet radio is going to be right here from noon to 1 every single day, having a conversation with you and opening up these phone lines at 619-639-4747 and allowing you to have a voice. So come on in, have a cup of Java with me, and let's talk about this and talk about plans and ideas and thought processes that we can put together to maybe reach the youth, these young men, these young boys, even at the grammar school level. Is it okay to socialize? Absolutely. Is it okay to date? Certainly. There are just some lines, brothers, that we just don't need to cross. And what's unique enough is most of us know these lines. And it comes down to a matter of respecting of those lines, respecting of those. You know, when someone says no, does it mean no to you? And if that is truly the case, if you understand that no means no, you can avert and avoid a lot of these situations. Guys, there are a lot of beautiful sisters in this world. There are a lot of beautiful future, you know, baby mamas in this world, a lot of them. Guess what? You don't own her, and you can't control her. When the two of you come together and you all consent to be together, it's a beautiful thing. When you come together and it's not about consent, and you're compelling someone or using tactics to control them,
you're abusing them. And if no one else will call you out on it, guess what? Vinnie Moore will call you out on it, okay? In the last minute today, 619-639-4747, I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. I want to see you here tomorrow at this lunchtime hour. Maybe you're nibbling on that turkey sandwich from Subway or doing something along that lines. Give us a call tomorrow, 619-639-4747, as we shut it down today. I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it, and we'll be right back here tomorrow for A Time to Heal. And we're going to promote this and get on top of this with everyone. And I'm asking for your support. Please understand, as we go out there to do this work to reach these kids, you know, we're going to need a little bit of help along the way. So we're looking for volunteers and anyone else who wants to, you know, push in this movement as we reach the young men and give them a different thing to think about as we move forward. Again, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Again, that's the number down, 619-639-4747. See you.